What a beautiful morning. So let's begin by taking a seat on the mat, closing our eyes, drawing inward. Let your head drop down and roll from side to side. Arriving back at center, we bring hands to the heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity of mind, body, and spirit. Now inhale, circle your arms up into the sky, and exhale, bring hands back into your heart. And circle around just like that a few more times. And then the next time you reach to the sky, use your exhale to fold forward. Lay your hands down on your mat, step your feet back, and find your way into downward facing dog. As we reach our hips to the sky and push away from our hands, let's press heels up and down. Enjoy stretching nice and deep into the legs, into the arms, into the back. Let's walk hands back to our feet as we fold into a forward bend. Remember to customize your practice, each pose, to your own body. Now we'll walk the hands forward again, returning to downward facing dog. And from here, we'll lay our knees to the mat. We'll slip our hips into our heels, dragging hands back toward our knees, and then coming up onto the knees as we reach to the sky. And then exhale, fold forward, and continue with that movement. One more time, we rise up, and as we exhale, we fold into child's pose. Give yourself a moment here in child's pose to find a nice, comfortable resting place, and know that it's yours anytime you'd like to return. Now again, we'll curl toes into the floor, lift hips to the sky, and make our way back to downward facing dog. Step your right foot forward. The left knee touches down to the mat. Inhale, arms to the sky, kneeling lunge. Exhale, bring the hands down to the mat again. Step the right foot back and bring your shoulders right above your wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down to the ground. Inhale, roll the shoulders back and rise into cobra. And then exhale, we reach hips into heels again and we're back to child's pose. Now dig your toes into the floor and make your way back to downward facing dog. And this time step your left foot forward. The right knee touches down. Inhale, reaching up, kneeling lunge. Exhale, bring the hands down again. Step the left foot back. Align shoulders above the wrist, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale and rise into cobra. And with your exhale, we sink back into child's pose. And then toes again, dig down into the floor, hips lift to the sky. We come to downward facing dog. Walk your feet up to meet your hands. And then inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, bring hands to your heart, and then let your hands drop down to your sides. And as we inhale, we'll take the shoulders up toward our ears and roll around to the back and down. Close your eyes and just roll your shoulders round and round. Begin to release some of the tension you're holding in this part of your body. And then relax the shoulders completely. Check to see that you're standing at the very front of your mat for the sun salutation. Inhale, arms reach. As we exhale, we'll sink down into the hips, chair pose. And then inhale, reach all the way up again. You can add a nice little back bend here if you want to. And then as you exhale, dive down. With your inhale, lift up halfway. And exhale, bring your hands to the mat. Step your right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms circle up to the sky. And then hands come back down to the mat. The left foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank, exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And then with the exhale, we go back to downward facing dog. Right leg reaches up into the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms circle up and then they circle back down to the ground. And now the left foot steps up to meet the right. With your inhale all the way up. Exhale, chair. Moving with the breath, inhale, rise up, add another little back bend if you want to. And then exhale, diving down. Inhale, lift up halfway. And exhale, bring your hands to the mat, reach your left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms circle up. And then hands flow back down. The right foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank, exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog. Let's reach the left leg now to the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Now hands come back to the mat and the right foot steps to the front. Inhale, rise. Exhale, chair. Inhale, come all the way up. Add another little back bend right here if you want to. And with your exhale, tumble down. Inhale, halfway lift. And exhale, bring your hands to the mat, step your feet back, and find your way to downward facing dog. Take a moment to feel the energy awakening within you. And as we move now to our standing flows, come to a place in each pose where you're being kind to your body. Let's reach our right leg to the sky. Step your right foot forward. Lay your back foot flat down on the ground. And let's step into Warrior One. With a secure foundation, we reach arms to the sky, looking straight on or even upward. And then let your mind rest in your breath. No thinking required. You're here. So be fully here. Now, as we fold hands into the heart, let's straighten the front leg. If you'd like a little step in before pyramid pose, you can step the back foot in just a little bit. And with legs straight now, take hands on your hips and tip your pelvis forward. Entering pyramid pose, reaching the body out over the right leg, just finding where for you it feels like a nice bit of opening. Not too much, not too little, just right. Allowing your deep breathing to facilitate your body slowly opening. Bring hands to the mat. Step the back foot up to meet the front. Inhale, rise all the way up. As hands reach overhead, cross your hands at the top. Then let your hands fall down and unfold them from your heart. Circle up to the sky a couple more times. Next time hands come overhead, let them meet in a prayer. Bring that prayer to your heart and take a moment to close your eyes. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be free from pain and fear. May I live with love and compassion. May I fully awaken to my greatest potential. And as you reach your prayer to the sky, linking fingers together, index fingers coming up, we sink the hips down into chair pose. As the steeple of your fingers rises up, the hips sink down. And then stand all the way up, and as you exhale, dive all the way down. Hands come to the mat, step the right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Customized to your own needs. The look of the pose is not important. What you feel when you're in the pose, how you're using your breath to quiet your mind, using your movement to open places that are just yearning to be free within you. That's what's important. So let's add a twist to this lunge. Bring your hands to your heart, hop your right elbow across your left thigh, and begin to spiral a twist around to the left. Any variation of this twist that gives your body just what it needs, do that. Let's unwind the twist now. We'll bring hands to the mat and step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling our way back, downward facing dog. So this time, take your left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward. The back foot comes flat down. And again, we reach up for warrior one. Thinking required. Just be in this place, in this moment, in this pose, in this breath. And then folding hands into the heart, we straighten the front leg. Again, a little hop in if that feels more comfortable. Tip the hips forward and explore pyramid pose. What is your body craving right now? Your hands find their way to the mat. Step the right foot up to join the left. Inhale all the way up. Hands cross up above you and they come down and unfold at the heart. Circle round. Next time the hands reach up, let them come to a prayer. Bring the prayer to your heart and close your eyes. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be free from pain and fear. May I live with love and compassion. May I fully awaken to my greatest potential. Folding the fingers with the index fingers coming up, the steeple of your hands rises up, the hips sink down, chair pose. Lengthening through the back. Strengthening through the legs. And rise up and flow all the way down. Our hands come to the mat. We'll step the left foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. In your own way. Enjoying another twist, we bring hands to the heart. This time, the left elbow crossing over the right thigh, and the twist turns to the right. Right up through the low back, the middle back, the upper back, and even the neck as we look toward the sky. And let the twist unwrap. Hands come to the mat. We step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling our way back, downward facing dog. So take your right leg up into the sky. Take your biggest step forward, lay your back foot flat down, and this time we'll open to warrior two. Broadening through the arms and the chest. Breathing deep. Feel that space for your lungs so that you can take nice deep breaths. Now, without making any change to the legs, reach forward just a little bit and turn the right hand over. And then reach it up across the sky as you lean back into the side bend of reverse warrior. And let's spiral both hands all the way around to the right foot. And then we'll hop the left foot up to meet the right. Inhale, rise. Hands cross at the top. They come down and unfold at your heart. And circle around. Now let your hands meet overhead. Bring hands into your heart. Close your eyes. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be free from pain and fear. May I live with love and compassion. May I fully awaken to my greatest potential. Make a steeple in your hands. Let the steeple rise up as your hips sink down. Chair pose. Rise up. And with the exhale, we flow all the way down. Hands come to the mat. Step the right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Let your hands sweep behind your back. Link your fingers together. Push the hands away from your body as you roll the shoulders back and start to look toward the sky. From here, let's bow down. And then hands come onto the mat and we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And with the exhale, back to downward facing dog. So we'll reach the left leg now to the sky. And again, take your biggest step forward. With legs wide apart, lay the back foot flat down and open to warrior two. Arms parallel to the floor, looking straight down the line of your left arm. Going wider as you inhale. Going deeper as you exhale. Legs stay just the same. With a little reach, we turn the left hand over, spread it across the sky, reverse warrior. And then spin both hands all the way around your left foot. Hop the right foot up to meet the left. Inhale, rise up. Crossing hands at the top, unfolding at your heart. Keep it flowing. then hands meet overhead. They come into the heart. Let's close our eyes. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be free from pain and fear. May I live with love and compassion. May I fully awaken to my greatest potential. Let the steeple of your hands rise up as the hips come down, chair pose. Rise from the chair, take an exhale all the way down. Hands come to the mat, step your left foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Reach behind the back where the fingers link together. The hands and shoulders reach back. The heart reaches forward. The gaze looks upward. And then carefully we bow down. Hands come to the mat, step back, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And exhaling our way back, downward facing dog. Now reach your right leg up into the sky. Step your right foot forward. This time walk your way around to the long side of your mat. Bring hands onto your thighs, lifting up to stand. Create the foundation for a nice little back bend. Make fists at your low back. As you push your feet down, rise up, up and away through your heart center, curving back to where it feels good for you. It's the energy of it, the experience of it that matters. Carefully up from the back bend, shifting hands onto the hips. Let's pour that back bend into a forward bend. Let your hands reach down to the mat. As you're here, resting your back a moment, adjust your foundation for a twist. And then we'll lay the right hand below the face, slip the left hand onto the low back, lengthening outward and then taking a nice twist to the left. Any way you like it. Twist, unwind. As the left hand returns to the mat, walk your hands forward, push your hips backward. After twisting, let's give a moment to stretch and realign the back and spine. And the hands walk in and we lay the left hand below the face, right hand to the low back, lengthening and then twisting to the right. Twist unravels and we bring the right hand to the floor. Again, walk hands forward, push hips back, stretch out your back. Then the hands walk in. Now we'll walk hands around to the front of the mat. Turn your feet so they face the front and step the back foot up to meet the front. Inhale, rise up. Crossing hands overhead, letting them come down and unfold from your heart. Keep it flowing. And then we reach up, hands come to a prayer. The prayer comes into our heart, our eyes close. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be free from pain and fear. May I live with love and compassion. May I fully awaken to my greatest potential. And the steeple rises up as the hips sink down, chair pose. Rise from the chair, exhale all the way down. Hands come to the mat, step the right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Now either bring a prayer to your third eye or reach your arms wide and cross your right arm over your left, taking the arms from eagle pose. And then from whichever variation you have, let the prayer or the eagle arms rise up and back, scaling the top of your head. And bring hands down to the mat, and we step back. Vinyasa, inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhale, we're back to downward facing dog. Let's take one more flow. Left leg to the sky. Step your left foot forward. Walk your hands around again to the long side of the mat. We'll bring hands to the thighs, lifting up to stand. Find the foundation to support your back bend. Fists at your low back. Remind you, I've got your back. Push down, rise up. Curving into your back bend, up, up, and away. And the back bend slowly rises as our hands shift to the hips, and we pour the back bend into a forward bend. Your hands find their way to the floor. You can adjust your feet again if you want to as we prepare to twist. And then lay your left hand below your face, right hand low back, a twist to the left. Twist unwinds. We'll walk hands forward, push hips back. Take a nice stretch. And then bring hands back under the face. Lay your left hand there, right hand at the low back. Once again, we twist, this time to the right. And unwind the twist. Walk your hands forward again. Push your hips back. Bring hands in under your face. Walk your hands around to the front of your mat. Shift your feet. Back foot steps up to meet the front. Inhale, rise up. Cross hands overhead. Let them unfold at your heart. And then hands meet overhead in a prayer we bring to our heart. One more time, close your eyes. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be free from pain and fear. May I live with love and compassion. May I fully awaken to my greatest potential. And once more, as the steeple rises up, the hips sink down, and we find our way into a really nice chair pose, lengthening through the back and spine. Rise up. Exhale, dive all the way down. Hands come to the mat, step the left foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. And then again, hands either to a prayer at your third eye, or arms reach wide and the left arm crosses over the right, taking the arms from eagle pose. And then letting your hands in a prayer or in eagle arms rise up and across the top of your head a little. And then hands come back down to the ground, where we'll step back for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back to downward facing dog. Let's lay our knees down now, slide our hips into our heels. Find your way back to that resting place, child's pose, and lay yourself down for a moment. Take this time to breathe, to feel energy awakened in your body, mind quieting. Let's look to the front of our mat where we'll press hands down, curl toes in the floor, and climb back into downward facing dog. And then slowly walk your feet up to meet your hands. Inhale, rise all the way up. And as we exhale, hands return to the heart. Let's explore a little balancing now. Step onto your right foot and let's begin with tree pose. So dig some nice deep roots and take your left foot to the ankle, the calf, or the thigh of your right leg. Hands at the heart or branching out. And as many times as you need to step down and start it again, no worries. From this tree pose, let's float into warrior three. Send your left leg behind you. Reach to the front or the sides or the back, whatever helps you feel steady. And slowly pull your left knee through to the front. Grab underneath your left thigh. Stand straight and tall, and then see if you can straighten your left leg. Now 2 feet, return to the mat. And let's take a moment for a little movement. See what your body's wishing for and give it exactly that. Let's balance on the left leg now. Step onto your left foot, and we begin again with tree pose. Right foot to the ankle, the calf, or the thigh. Slowly, we launch into warrior three. The right leg reaches back, spreading your wings in any direction. then the right knee comes through to the front. We'll catch it with our hands, standing straight and tall, and maybe straightening the right leg. And then 2 feet return to the mat. Again, what movement do you crave? Now let's take a nice deep inhale as we reach up and into the sky. And then exhaling, we'll fold all the way down. Our hands come to the mat. Let's walk our feet back. Lay our knees down, slip hips into heels, and we'll lay down again in child's pose. This time adding a side bend to child's pose, walk your hands way off to the right. And bring your hands back to the center and then way over to the left. Walk your hands back again to the center. And now walk your hands in toward your knees. Crisscross your ankles, slip right over tops of your feet, and come to sit on the mat. So we'll come to a forward bending series now, but it will begin by rolling back first. So either roll onto your back and hug your knees, or roll onto your shoulders and take your feet behind your head. So for the first forward bend in just a moment, we'll roll forward with the right leg stretched out straight and the left foot at the inner right thigh like tree pose. So when you're ready, roll up with your right leg out and your left foot in. Reaching up as we lengthen, and then take an exhale as you fold forward over your right leg. Close your eyes. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be free from pain and fear. May I live with love and compassion. May I fully awaken to my greatest potential. Slowly walk your hands up the right leg. Let's roll back again. Same options as before. Either come onto your back, hugging knees, or onto your shoulders, feet behind you. So forward bend number 2 will be just like the first one, only the other side. So when you're ready, roll forward now with your left leg out and your right foot in. Rising up with the inhale and folding forward with the exhale. Relax your body. Close your eyes. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be free from pain and fear. May I live with love and compassion. May I fully awaken to my greatest potential. Walk your hands now up the left leg. Let's explore one more forward bend. So again, either roll onto your back or your shoulders. So the third forward bend will be both legs straight. So when you're ready, roll yourself up with both legs out. Rising up with the inhale and folding over yourself with the exhale. Close your eyes. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be free from pain and fear. May I live with love and compassion. May I fully awaken to my greatest potential. Thank you. And walk your hands up both legs. Catch the backs of your legs. Let's roll down onto the back now. Give your knees a hug. Take a little rock side to side. And then with your hands on your knees, spread your knees wide apart, feet touching. Take your hands to the floor behind your head. And then reaching up to the sky without momentum, using your abdominal strength, reach up and through the center. And then lower back down. Now bring your knees together so they touch. Reach up and over to the left. And we'll lower down. We'll let the knees come apart again as we reach into the center. And lower down. The knees come together. And we reach to the right. Lowering down. Once again, open the knees. Reach into the center. And then let your right foot come to the floor. Cross your left ankle over the right thigh. Reach around behind your right leg as you lay the head down. Draw the legs in. Find a nice deep release in the left hip in this reclining pigeon pose. Close your eyes. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be free from pain and fear. May I live with love and compassion. May I fully awaken to my greatest potential. Your hands slip apart, uncross the legs. Take hands on your knees, draw circles round and round. And then let's take the circles in the other direction. And as you arrive at center, take your hands on your knees to open your knees wide. Now reach arms to the floor behind your head. Reach to the sky, and with your abdominal strength, right up into the center. And then lower down, knees come together to touch, and we reach to the left. Lowering down, the knees open, and we reach to the center. And as we come down, the knees come together, we'll reach to the right. Lowering down, the knees open, we reach into the center. And then we'll let the left foot fall down onto the mat, the right ankle crossing the left thigh. And let's find pigeon pose on this side, going deep into the right hip. Relax your body, close your eyes. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be free from pain and fear. May I live with love and compassion. May I fully awaken to my greatest potential. Slip apart. We uncross the legs. Take your hands on your knees and again draw circles round and round. And let your circles go around in the opposite direction. Now, as you come back to center, choose an inversion for today. Perhaps a shoulder stand or a bridge pose, whatever's feeling nice. Maybe it'll turn your perspective momentarily upside down. slowly begin your descent back onto the mat again, tenderly laying your spine onto the floor. And then reach around, gather up your knees, rock yourself side to side. And then we'll partner those inversions with fish pose. Press your feet onto the floor, slip your hands underneath your hips. Now stretch your legs straight on the ground. Sit on your fingertips as you tuck elbows underneath your back and let your head lay back as your heart reaches toward the sky. Now carefully the head rises and we let the fish pose lay back down onto the mat. Hands come out from underneath us and instead reach to the floor behind our head. Lace your fingers together, flip your palms around the other way. Really extend the length of your body on the floor. Now reach down, gather up your right knee, and then cross it over your body to the left while you turn your head and look to the right. Melting into this last twist. Now the left hand falls gently to the floor as we let the twist lay back down onto the mat. Before the other side, give yourself a moment to straighten your body out. And then take a stretch again, extending the legs and the arms, lacing the fingers together, really reaching into your whole body. And then find your left knee. Cross it gently over to the right while you turn and look to the left. As the right hand slips away, that last twist lays you gently down. Straighten yourself out, do anything you need to do to make yourself comfortable, and lay yourself down now for this final relaxation. Close your eyes. In this final relaxation, take this loving kindness we've offered ourselves again and again and extend it now to others. So bring to your heart your own family, friends, your pets, your loved ones, and offer loving kindness to them. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be free from pain and fear. May you live with love and compassion. May you fully awaken to your greatest potential. Let's now extend that loving kindness beyond our immediate circles and out across the world, to people of all faiths, of all circumstances, people who are hurting, people who are in need, to world leaders and decision makers, to everyone who could use loving kindness. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be free from pain and fear. May you live with love and compassion. May you fully awaken to your greatest potential. Now take a very deep breath in, releasing that deep inhale into a nice deep exhale. And give yourself a moment to create a meaningful closure for your experience today. When you feel ready, roll softly over onto your right side and linger there in the afterglow of your practice for a moment. And then we'll finish our practice where we began it. Come back to sit on your mat once again, offering gratitude for your practice today, for any gifts you may have received, for any takeaways you might find of use. And once more, we let our head drop down and roll from side to side. Back to center now, and with an inhale, arms circle up and into the sky. Hands unite in a prayer above us that we'll bring first to the forehead for loving kindness in our thoughts today. To our lips for loving kindness in our words. And to our heart for loving kindness in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.